The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH. I'm Andy, your host. On today's instalment, I'm talking to you, originally recorded and broadcast on Wednesday, March the 5th, 2025, at achshow.com. I will be presenting a show entitled Woke by Name, Woke by Nature. And the time is 2:01 p.m. here in London, making it 9:01 a.m. on the East Coast of America and 6:01 a.m. on the West Coast of America. Welcome to wherever you are around the world. Okay, so now let's move on to what I've downloaded this morning to listen to throughout the day. So just go to these now. I have to minimise everything because they're hiding. First up, we've got a new Reese report from the Reese Report channel on Rumble.com. Air traffic control replaced with artificial intelligence. And I was listening to this. It's another 5-minute video. I just listened to the audio. And essentially, what happens is that at some point they're saying that they think artificial intelligence could aid in air traffic control, but there would still be somebody overseeing it, a human person as well. So it sort of indicates that AI is going to take over, and you then think of all these dystopian Terminator style stories where if AI didn't like some people, they might engineer plane crashes and all that. But what they were just saying was it was like a safeguard on top of the original air traffic controller, bearing in mind the recent air crashes. So it was almost as if Greg Reese had sort of lined this one up, and then it wasn't such a big story as he thought it was, but he put the work in, so I thought he would release it. And that's my opinion. It was a bit of a non-issue to me, but if suddenly we do start seeing it taking over, that's not what this program indicated. It indicated it was going to basically supplement that, an additional tool for your normal air traffic controller. Okay, then Dr. Patrick Slattery had Cato back on. You can find that show at republicbroadcastingarchives.org. They're always fun to listen to together. Reverse Speech, the third hour of the Jeff Rentz program from yesterday. You can get that, I believe it's subscription only, on rentzradio.com. And David John Oates reversed the exchange between Trump Vance and Zelensky, the very famous one, gained fame immediately, didn't it, a few days ago, so he reversed that. That's quite interesting to listen to. Siege the Day from ftjmedia.com under the Dave Gahari section, yesterday's show. That is Dave Gahari and James Mason giving their roundup of the news. So that's quite a bumper episode coming in at 2 hours 42 minutes. Richie Allen, the Richie Allen Show from yesterday. He had Tony Gosling on, who presents one of my favourite shows of the week, the Not the BCFM Politics Show, that I always download on a Saturday morning. He was on with Richie Allen, and I'm going to give you the direct link here, because if you go to Richie Allen's website, he didn't have this one up there. You need to go to podomatic.com and type in Richie Allen. And the ones that Richie Allen had on his main website were things like Apple that I believe you have to pay for. So go over there, and that should be for an interesting show. And finally, I went over to the Eric von Essex channel on BitChute.com, and he did a show entitled Nuts with Chris the Gardener, who I haven't heard for a while, so I'll be listening to that. Certainly a lot of things cut out for me today to get through. Okay, so let's see how the news has been developing since Monday's show. And whilst I didn't do a news-style show yesterday, because I wasn't here, I hope you enjoyed the show on Kolchak the Night Stalker, but I still went through the Daily Mail website on Monday and Tuesday while I was having my lunch, and so you haven't missed anything. They're just all going to be crammed into one show rather than two. Okay, so I'm going to go over to my list here. First one, this is where we get today's show title from. Council banned staff from using the term hard-working families in case it offends jobless. And as you will see from the show image, the council concerned was Wokingham Council, which I found rather amusing, as in woke by name, woke by nature, and they have a new inclusive language guide. Terms like blacklist and whitewash are among others outlawed, as they could be considered racist, while staff are also being warned sustained eye contact could be considered aggressive in some cultures. The guide states, talking about hard-working families implies those who are not working are undeserving. Free Speech Union Chief Toby Young said, of course, it would be Wokingham Borough Council that came up with this. Well, I didn't notice that line, actually. He came up with the joke before I did. So congratulations to Free Speech Union Chief Toby Young. I'm a bit croaky for some reason. I don't know why. I'm sometimes like this in the afternoon. Some of you might have noticed I go out later on a Thursday and my voice seems to be a bit strange. So just have a drink of water. I started the show and I played the opening music and I went in to say open the show. And I couldn't hit the button in time because I was coughing and what have you, so I had to restart it. So I hope the voice will hold out. I don't think I've got anything. It's just, I don't know, this time of day or something. Next, we have psychotic Nigerian armed robber and crack cocaine dealer can stay in the UK because he hears voices all the time and believes he is possessed. Well, initially, this struck me as one of these Daily Mail anti sort of immigrant type articles, but then I thought about the case. It was 2-3 years ago, and there was a person of, I believe, African heritage, I'm not sure where in Africa, and he had mental health condition and he killed, I believe, 3 people. I think there was a couple of students and that somewhere in the country, and there was a big outcry about it because he was known to have these issues, and should he have been allowed to be out and about, you know, and eventually killing people. And incidentally, when he was jailed, he was detained, I believe, at Her Majesty's pleasure in a secure unit, like a mental health unit, not a prison. So this seems eerily similar, and I would be a bit worried if this guy was wandering around my area, if he hears voices all the time and believes he is possessed, because that's really with, I don't think I need to elaborate, do I? Okay, let's move on to almost 150 Royal Navy crew kicked off nuclear subs in just 6 years after they tested positive for illegal drugs. So isn't that reassuring? They're talking about all this war with Russia and that they're ramping up in the EU. And we find that 150 of the people that actually are looking after these nuclear submarines are on some sort of illegal drugs. So there you go. Nice and safe over here in the UK. And then we have another article that we've been seeing more and more of recently. Britons were mostly black 5,000 years ago, new study suggests. Data from 348 ancient genomes gathered from across Eurasia have been reconstructed by scientists at the University of Ferrara in Italy, which show almost all Europeans had dark skin until 3,000 years ago. Now, I've told you the story of my interpretation of the Bible. You can look it up for yourself in a Strong's exhaustive concordance of the Bible. There's a dictionary in there which says that Adam had ruddy face. And when you read the Bible, you can see that God created men and women in Genesis chapter 1, and then he created another race in chapter 2, which was Adam, from which Eve came, and from which understanding that Adam means ruddy would indicate to me that the white race came from today. And we see so many examples of attacks on the white race in, well, wherever they may reside. It doesn't have to be the West. You get similar things happening in Australia, in the United States, what have you. And this seems to be yet another attack on the actual heritage of, certainly in this case, Britain. But we will see how many of these articles continue to pop up. Keep our eye on it here. Next, we have Breakthrough. In breakthrough in probe into murder of Brit businessman in Kenya as cops arrest two prime suspects and a hunt two accomplices. Well, this is the story that I was talking about on Monday, where some businessman in Kenya had died mysteriously, and they suddenly thought he might have taken a performance-enhancing drug. He was 58. Name is Scott Campbell. Well, get this next line here. Scott, who had been staying at a Nairobi hotel after travelling to the Kenyan capital to attend a conference, was last seen on February the 16th. Around a week later, he was found dead by herdsmen, stuffed into a sack of pineapples, with his hands and legs bound, in a remote forest around a two-hour drive from the area. So what has that possibly got to do with a performance-enhancing drug? Very strange how that story is developing. Next up, we have fury over secretive fast-track HMRC phone line for VIPs that deals with tax queries eight times quicker. So I've had to phone up the HMRC before, and you were left on hold. I think one time I was actually on hold for about 40 minutes. But apparently you tend to be on hold for around 18 minutes. However, if you're on the VIP line, you get through in less than 3 minutes. It's a secretive helpline known as Public Department 1, PD1, that prioritises high-earning public officials, MPs and the royal family. So there you go. It's all equal rights for all here in the UK. They're always telling us, apart from certain things, of course. Then we have US in secret talks with Putin ally to restart Nord Stream 2 pipeline 2 years after it was blown up in sabotage attack. Now, it starts off, talks about this sabotage attack at the top of the article, and then doesn't seem to mention it. You get loads and loads of pictures. And then when you scroll down, it says, last year, these are the last few paragraphs. Last year, a Ukrainian military officer allegedly involved in the 2022 operation told Wall Street Journal the sabotage pulled off with a single yacht, a six-person crew, rudimentary diving equipment and a set of light explosives. It was dreamt up by a few Ukrainian military men amid an alcohol-fueled bash. One officer who participated and three other sources familiar with the plan also told WSJ, Wall Street Journal, it was initially approved by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, but said that former Armed Forces Commander-in-Chief Valery Zaluzhny instructed the team to forge on with the attack when Zelensky got cold feet. The Ukrainian president's office at the time vehemently rejected the WSJ's investigation as absolute nonsense. Okay, well again, you know my position on this matter, but I can see no advantage to Russia in blowing up a pipeline that they were making money out of selling their gas through. So there you go. Next we have Iraqi drug dealer jailed for 5 years, cannot be deported because he is too westernised and would be viewed with suspicion back home, judge declares. So, again, it looks like we have these judges over here that go against the will of the people as much as some judges in America do over there. This next article I find particularly distasteful. Undercover spy cops dated surveillance targets for up to 6 years, fathering at least 4 children and leaving women's lives absolutely ruined, new documentary reveals. And these are, well, at least 25 undercover police officers spied upon and dated members of the public for up to 6 years. This new documentary reveals 4 of the spies are alleged to have fathered children with their targets before disappearing while their offspring were still infants. Some of the undercover officers were married and had their own children at the time of their alleged activities. And this spy cop scandal, which involved undercover officers sent to spy on mainly left-leaning activist groups between 1970 and 2010, has been known about for some years now. A new documentary is set to reveal the scale and impact of the deception. It's going to be coming out on ITV. And, you know, if you go undercover in certain things, for example, if you were to try and expose, I don't know, prostitution, then you're not allowed to go on and have sex with the person. You have to wait until the offer has been made, money's handed over, then the arrest is made, something like that. But to be able to carry on like this and pretend to be somebody completely different, to actually have affairs with people you're spying on for a job, I think is absolutely outrageous. And it just goes to show the overreach that we've had from our so-called security services in this country that's been going on for many, many decades. So the gang stalking thing is nothing new. This is just another aspect of it, and a more directly targeted one. Okay, next we have council bans Christian prayers being said before meetings in case they exclude or alienate individuals of different faiths or those with no religious beliefs. This wasn't Wokingham Council, this was St Albans City and District Council. And when I read this headline, I was thinking, based upon the Christian roots of this nation, the King James Bible, all these different things, the Magna Carta that links into religion as well, could it be the thoughts of some of these people who decided to bring people into this country of different faiths, that this could be a method whereby they could get rid of the Christian faith in this country? I mean, I think it's already gone, largely, from where it was. So this is just a drop in the ocean to what's already happened. But that was something that crossed my mind when I saw that headline. Moving on to poll shows Labour edging back into lead after Starmer's week of crisis diplomacy on US and Ukraine. Well, the Daily Mail haven't been speaking too favourably about Starmer, although there was one article, I forget what it was talking about, but they had a direct conversation with the Prime Minister, and they had a very different take on him then than they do generally. And again, here, we know what seems to occupy the minds of the mainstream media is that the Ukraine cannot be questioned at any cost, and Russia being the evil one, again, cannot be questioned at any cost. And I'm sick of hearing these people speak for me and speak for the people. If the Daily Mail gave prominence to that Ukrainian military officer's statement that they blew up the pipeline, I wonder how many people would still support Ukraine in this country, having been crippled by the high energy prices since this war broke out and since we were unable to use that pipeline. Yeah, a lot of that, in fairness, was done by our government saying, oh, we're not going to use it because we don't want to support Russia. Well, if they don't want to support it, what they should have done is they should say, right, because we don't want to support Russia, we shouldn't penalise our own people for that. So if us getting the energy from somewhere else is going to cost twice the price as it does now, then we're going to compensate all our citizens for the extra money it's going to cost them because we've made this decision not to buy gas from Russia. Does that make sense? It does to me. But of course it wouldn't to these people because they have no real, what would be the word, not even affinity. They've just got no regard. It's not even that. They're just unaware of how people really are thinking. They live in these ivory towers and think that what they think is right and everyone else must be thinking the same thing, when it's very obviously generally the opposite. Otherwise, why are they so keen to stop people expressing free speech in this country? Let's move on to, are you a flat earther? You're probably spiteful. People who believe in conspiracy theories are more likely to be nasty and cruel, study claims. Now, you think that this headline would come out of something like The Onion, okay? But this is the Daily Mail. And again, we know where they're going. But isn't it interesting that the conspiracy theory that they cite is flat earth? And this is something else I was thinking about earlier. One of the first things that you learn at school, you get, you know, shown a globe and where your country is on it. And if I had to put my money on one side or the other, I'd still say it was a globe. Okay. That's really because I used to speak to people like Eric Karlstrom, who was a professor of geography, what have you. And we had a conversation about this. Edward Hendry, he was a guy who was published by Tex Miles, as I was. I believe I was the first person that Tex published with Rivercrest Publishing, apart from him, and I think his wife did a book as well. Tend to just publish his books. And then he published an Edward Hendry book. I forget what it was called. I know one of them was called Bloody Zion, but I don't know if that was the first. But he did another book on Flat Earth and his endorsement of Flat Earth. And Eric Carlson had read the first book, thought it was amazing, and was really upset about the second one. I hope he doesn't mind me mentioning that, but he said, simply because, you know, he's a trained in geography to be a professor of geography, so he completely believes the earth is round and could give all sorts of evidence to back that up. But just rather than digressing, let's go back to the headline again. Are you a flat earther? Imagine if it said something about the BBC announcing the World Trade Center collapsed before it had on a live feed, or playing the footage of the guy who owned it saying, well, after such loss of life, we decided to pull Building 7. Silverstein. You know, you can't pull a building just like that. You have to wire it up with explosives for months, a building of that size, certainly, in order to bring it down in a controlled demolition manner. But they go for the flat earth side because so many people will look at this and say, you know, even the most uneducated person knows the world is round because they're told that at such a young age. So whilst I still believe it is, by using that as the example of what a conspiracy theorist thinks, you're automatically demonising them making them look ridiculous first in the eyes of a Daily Mail reader. And so then to build upon that they are more likely to be nasty and cruel, it sort of goes, it's going along that walk, isn't it? Well, they must be a bit stupid. Oh, so if they're nasty and cruel as well, well, that might explain why maybe they're not stupid. Maybe they're doing it because they're nasty and cruel. We can talk about all these so-called conspiracy theories and how many of them are being revealed as true in the mainstream some years later. So that, very few things shocked me, but when I saw how that headline was worded, that certainly did. And finally, and there's been a few of these popping up, and I wouldn't be surprised if this wasn't your average man on the street, but your average security services person on the street. Headline, Tesla showroom is torched in arson attack in France with £550,000 worth of cars destroyed amid growing fury in Europe over Elon Musk's EU meddling and Trump Ukraine funding row. Yes, we've got to get Trump to keep funding this war. We can't fund it ourselves. For some reason, the majority of European leaders want this war in Ukraine to continue, so they obviously have no problem with all these people dying. And I just find it very convenient that because Trump, Musk has aligned himself with Trump, suddenly you're getting attacks on his showrooms. It's the sort of things that these people tend to pull off to try and sway some sort of support for them behind them. So I'm very sceptical as to who's really behind these attacks. And as I say, this is one that I got yesterday, and I think that there are more of them going on, not just in France, but in other places in Europe, attacking Tesla and attacking Musk. We've seen protests of people pro-Ukraine having a go at Musk and stuff like that. I'm no fan of Musk either, but I'm more interested to seeing what's going on behind the scenes, how it all links in. Okay, so let's see what's going on in the mainstream news right now. So we'll go to Associated Press, apnews.com. Trump's address to the Congress showed the country's stark partisan divide. And a look at false and misleading claims made by Trump during his address to Congress. There you go. Let's move on to see what the most read headlines are on the BBC at the moment. Scrolling down. Student who filmed assaults found guilty of rape. So this is the top story as well, so I'll go back up there. Oh, he was, his name is Zhen Hao Zhu, looks to be Chinese. Picture of him here. Student who filmed assaults guilty of drugging and raping 10 women. So there you go. He attacked two that have been identified and another 8 yet to be traced. So presumably they found the videos, but they haven't found the people. Chancellor set to cut welfare spending by billions. I think we covered that the other day, so that's still being talked about. Fact-checking Trump's address to Congress. BBC, if I wanted to fact-check anything, I wouldn't get you to do it for me, because I know that I'm probably going to be lied to, okay? Let's move on to Daily Mail, see what's going on at the top of the website there. Paddleboard instructor admits manslaughter of 4 customers who drowned when she took them out on extremely hazardous river. Wow, I hadn't heard of this. This was this in the UK? Oh, it was near the, somewhere in Pembrokeshire, which is South Wales. That's where the company, Salty Dog Company, based in Port Talbot, South Wales. Hadn't even heard about that story, and now I'm hearing about it in some sort of inquiry or something like that. Okay, or court case. China threatens America with any type of war and says it will fight to the end as Trump's tariffs come into effect and US threatens more. Yeah. Do you remember there was talk, I never really, you know, the origins of COVID and all that, because I always thought, well, COVID for me was just the flu, you know. And so when all these people are saying, well, they invented COVID, it was going to do this, that and the other. Well, what really did the harm for me is the vaccines. I was reporting on those figures on the Limey show for years in the end until they took them down. But there was talk at the time that because Trump was imposing these sorts of things on China they didn't like, I believe it was tariffs then, amongst other things, that they created COVID to get the West. That was talk I heard in the independent media. I didn't really believe it at the time, and I don't believe it now, but I may well be wrong, and if they really don't like these tariffs, then anything is possible. Okay, so let's move on to see what's going on in the independent news. So we start off with RT.com. Kremlin issues guarded welcome to Zelensky U-turn. Donald Trump's announcement that the Ukrainian leader is ready to talk peace is perceived positively in Moscow, Dmitry Peskov has said. And then the US has barred the UK from sharing its intelligence with Ukraine. That's according to the Daily Mail. I didn't pick up on that article. Let's see, anything else worth looking at there? Let's move on to Rents.com. Scroll down on the Jeff Rents website. See what's going on here. This is interesting. This links to the... Well, I'm going to save it for when I go over to Hal Turner radio show. Because it says Putin's war warning speech today, and it's basically Jeff's top article underneath a pinned one by Yoichi Shimatsu that we've already talked about. Trump poised to deliver justice for murdered Ashley Babbitt's grieving family. Bondi confirms all Epstein files are in and details what could be redacted. So let's go over now to HalTurnerRadioShow.com. The US has stopped providing intelligence to Ukraine. I'm watching the State of Union speech. It is utterly terrible. And something is going wrong. Putin gives chilling speech. The world may end earlier, but Russia will never fall. Now, I was looking at this last night on HalTurnerRadioShow.com. And he did indeed say that. And Hal Turner's remarks are, I do not know what is going on behind the scenes in Europe that would have prompted a speech like this from Russia's president. Clearly, whatever is taking place must be happening in Europe, because we in the USA see that our country is backing away from the Ukraine debacle. For weeks, President Trump has been openly saying that war must end. So whatever it is which prompted Russia's president to make this speech seems to me to have happened developed behind the scenes, likely in Europe, within the last 24 hours. Now, I haven't actively been looking for this speech, but I haven't found it. I've been through the Daily Mail top to bottom today. They generally put stuff like that in there. And RT.com, I would have thought, would report on a Putin speech. I was looking at that last night after reading this, and just looked down there now, and I can't see anything about it. So I'm not saying that this didn't happen. I'm just saying that I'm surprised that such a speech was not more widely covered, if not by the mainstream media in the UK, which, of course, love fear-mongering us. We have all these articles about what would happen if a Russian nuclear strike on London, and the areas that get wiped out, the areas that get, you know, badly injured, and the areas that get radioactive, and all this sort of stuff. They show it in numerous articles, in numerous papers. So why they wouldn't have reported on a speech such as this, which seems to, you know, you do this to us and we'll finish you off type of attitude, I find inconsistent with what they generally report on. But so in that case, I hope that this article is inaccurate, because if it isn't and they're not talking about it, then there's a reason they're not talking about it, and that is that they don't want us to know about it, which would make it more scary. Earthnewspaper.com, Mark R. Elsis website. I've actually looked at all these earlier today. I generally don't click on them, but, you know, when I was at my mum's having my breakfast and what have you, actually, on that note, I'll just share with you, because I've been gone for a couple of days. I had somebody coming over on the Tuesday about 8 o'clock that they had to do an assessment on the whole house for the purposes of renting it out. I want to get away from there and just get the thing rented and just put it behind me, because I don't like going over there. It's just, you know. But I had to go over there the day before, so I'd be up at 8 o'clock, you know, because it's a drive away and stuff like that. So anyway, when I got there on the Monday, I managed to do the lawn the first time for the year. I spent a lot of time gathering up all the twigs and branches that have come down since I last did the lawn, I think October last year. And then there was a lot of leaves there as well, so I think I was getting up more leaves than grass. And then after that, I gave the car a clean, hoovered it inside and washed it and stuff like that. And then that was it for the day for me, because I didn't get there till the afternoon. I was doing the show in the morning and stuff like that, lunch, what have you. And then when I got up on the Tuesday, I just was going to use the leaf blower, which I really don't like using because I shake a lot after using it. But before that, I noticed that these things that I got took me quite a long while my mum was still at the house, when I was she originally asked me to come there more often and pay me rather than me do the show, because I told her to get a gardener, I told her to get these different people in. She refused to pay anybody but me, and so that's why I did what I did and cut the shows down. But I'd got certain things. I'm no gardener, but I got on top of certain things that had grown completely out of control, and I could see some of them were getting that way again. So I had a lot of pruning to do of lots of different trees and stuff like that. And then afterwards, I got the leaf blower, And I was surprised that the leaves were still a bit wet in some areas when they've literally been driven into the gravel on the drive. And they will come off when they dry out because they come off in strips, but they were still too wet to come up. But the bulk of the leaves I managed to, you know, clear up and clear over to, you know, by the fence somewhere, which is out the way. And I didn't shake afterwards, so that wasn't too bad. But the last thing I wanted to do was finish off clearing out the loft. And so I was up at, well, early, because I had to be ready for the guy at 8 and all showered and dressed and what have you. It was about 4:30 at that point, and I went up to the loft and I just looked at it and I was just so all in. I thought, I just can't do it. I'm 52 now. And I really want to get this bit done as well. We've still got a bit more daylight. Probably wouldn't have quite enough time, but I don't want to even take a risk in case I have a heart attack or something. So that was it until this morning, and then I carried on doing things, taking stuff to charity shops for her, things like that. So I've got a lot more done in the days, because I'm generally over there only over there one day. So it was a worthwhile trip, and I'm hoping that the lawn doesn't grow for another few weeks, because it really didn't need doing. It was just, it had been dry for a few days, seemed like a good idea to do it, to get some of the leaves up and what have you. So I'm glad to be back. I always prefer being here than there. It's just, it was a lovely home when there were people in it, grandparents, dogs, my parents, stuff like that. But now, when it's just me in it, there's a Tom Waits song about a house where nobody lives. It's quite a sad song, and it talks about the same thing, that, you know, this was once a home and now it's a house where nobody lives. And that's just how I feel when I walk in there. It's not haunted or anything like that. It just feels devoid of character. It doesn't have the warmth it had when I was growing up there as a child. Okay, so let's go back to earthnewspaper.com. Ash Wednesday. You can subscribe to the earthnewspaper.com newsletter. There's a link at the top that I subscribe to. Talked about that on Monday's show. And at the top, Mark has reposted the video that he made of the rumble.com. There's no video to it, but it's audio on Rumble. And it's nice of Mark to do that, because he puts it up on other platforms as well, and it gets a lot of people watching it, in fact, or listening rather. In fact, I heard Dennis Fetcho's show, Inside the Eye Live, at the weekend, which you can get at grizzom.blogspot.com. That's grzzom.blogspot.com. And someone actually called in and talked about this particular show with Dr. Peter Hammond on the Ukraine war and why it must end. So Peter obviously not with us this week. He's away. And he's not going to be with us next week because I'm away, because it's my mum's birthday on the Tuesday. So I'm taking Amanda to see her on her birthday. So Peter will be back in a couple of weeks' time. But if you haven't heard this show, it's well worth a listen. It was obviously very timely with what's going on, and Peter puts a tremendous amount of work into the shows that he does, which is why it's a privilege to have him on the show. Okay, so let's move on to censored.news, and I'm going to see if this article's still at the top. Yes, right. Hand-picked even breaking news headlines. Fourth one down on the first column. Health Secretary RFK Jr. declares anti-Semitism a public health crisis. Now, I've been looking at this over lunch. I got home before I did the show. I did some more looking into it. Now, all it seems to link to is an article from freewestmedia.com. And you scroll down, and it's the same headline. Health Secretary RFK Jr. declares anti-Semitism a public health crisis. So when I saw this, I was like, actually, if they say anti-Semitism is, well, I'm not going to get into it. The reason I'm not going to get into it is it displays what looks like a tweet. Secretary Kennedy, anti-Semitism, like racism, is a spiritual and moral malady that sickens societies and kills people with lethalities comparable to history's most deadly plagues. And it goes on like that. So there's all sorts of interpretations you can get there. Well, I thought anti-Semitism was a form of racism, and here it's being separated out. And also, why would the health secretary be talking about it? if this is something that would result in sort of legislation from the secretary in charge of, you know, like the Justice Department, people that draft new laws, you know, stuff like that. I presume it's that. But what they've put here that I just read, it looks like a tweet. But I can't find any tweets going to this. I've looked on Twitter and it just comes up with someone else retweeting this. So I'm not sure if this is even genuine. And that's why you always have to be careful with articles such as this. Because if you end up talking about them and giving validity to it, and, oh, look at this, this is how this is going to happen, how that's going to happen, and blah, 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 and they're going to circumvent the First Amendment by saying it's a health crisis rather than, you know, it doesn't breach the First Amendment because it doesn't come under free speech. It comes under protecting people's health by, you know, any potential legislation outlawing it, whatever can be deemed as anti-Semitism. Do you see what I mean? But I think that this is more of an article that is designed to get people to give it validity, where I can't see it has validity of its own, because, as I say, I went into X directly and this looks like a tweet. And there's no actual, when you click on it, it just takes you to an image. It doesn't take you to the Twitter page. So I'm not sure that this is genuine, and this could just be somebody trying to stir up issues, especially in countries where people have limited free speech, such as the UK, in the hope that they will give it the validity, give it the oxygen, and then it won't matter that they said, well, I believed it to be true, in the same way it didn't matter that people who expressed their outrage at those three toddlers being killed in the UK because of things that were being spread on social media that were deemed false at the time, although some of them have since come out as true regarding the police investigation that they wanted to thwart, but we won't go into that. They weren't given any consideration for acting upon what they'd read on social media. So I can't endorse this article at all. I think it's been put up for nefarious purposes, but if I'm wrong, and I hope that I'm not, because it looks, well, it doesn't look very good, so we will just have to see. But again, this is why I go through mainstream media now more than alternative media, because if you were to put a link to a BitChute up and some unhinged individual was to go on all these rants and saying all sorts of things that were inflammatory and stuff on a BitChute, then they could come after you and say, well, that's a BitChute video you shared. But if someone's doing that on a YouTube, which is, you know, part of the establishment, and they've got a censorship policy in place and what have you, and these different big organisations like the ADL have talked about how they're involved in censorship on there, then it'd be a lot more difficult for them to come after you, because it's really down to them. You're repeating a part of the mainstream establishment, so they should be controlling that, not you. Do you see what I mean? So it is important to bear these sorts of things in mind in this increasingly censored world in which we live. Okay, so let's go over to beforeitsnews.com to finish the show off with the top 10. Just scrolling down to number 10. Went up 15 hours ago, 161 people viewing. And we know Trump's mass arrests begin. Time is running out. Nothing is as it appears. Number 9 went up 8 hours ago, 169 people viewing. Charlie Ward, shocking intel. The final purge is underway. Get ready. Number 8 went up 13 hours ago, 183 people viewing. New X22 report. Panic. Trump drops an X-bomb. Start of a new government. Number 7 went up 3 hours ago, 218 people viewing. America is back. Bye-bye IRS Sam Antony. Not heard of that guy. Number 6 went up 8 hours ago, 244 people viewing. SGAnon situation update March the 5th. The Gitmo march begins. The dramatic scene inside the Oval presume office is the next word, but the headline runs out. Number five, well, up 8 hours ago, 245 people viewing. Dr. Lee Merritt, Dr. Reiner Fulmick, and Dr. Northrup. The big evidence intel drop everyone needs, not me. Number four, went up 16 hours ago, 316 people viewing. Wan O'Savin, huge, 2025. We are all going to end up in a FEMA camp. Sounds like you might have had Dustin Nemos on the show. Number three, went up 7 hours ago, 386 people viewing. Judy Byington, unredacted, US considered center of blackmail, child sex trafficking, and adrenochrome. The headline runs out there, but I don't think you really need me to read on to put it into any more context. Number two, went up 15 hours ago, 452 people viewing. A massive shaking, tell everyone to be ready for this day, Ashtar disclosure. And number one, which is, oh, is this Todd Callender? Is Todd Callender man in America? This is the guy I've mentioned before. He's got perfectly groomed hair and possibly the greatest beard I've ever seen. It's really, I mean, I can't grow facial hair, so any beards that people have is, they're doing better than me. But this thing, it's just flows outwards beautifully. It's like a huge, well-groomed beard. And no wonder he's at number one. Went up 18 hours ago, 607 people viewing. The banking cabal's last stand before the gold reset 2025. So there you go. There's your top 10. And I am hoping to return tomorrow with a better voice. So that being said, thank you for joining me today. For I'm Talking To You, episode 201. It's Wednesday, March the 5th, 2025. For a show entitled Woke By Name, Woke By Nature. Thank you all for listening. I'll be back with you all tomorrow. And until then, folks, have a wonderful day and bye for now.